Sinfinian's monthly magazine for October 2025. Come, ye thankful people, come. An invitation to our Harvest Thanksgiving services on Sunday, the 26th of October at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Further details inside. Dear friends, as I write this magazine, our thoughts are turning towards Harvest Thanksgiving. These are always very special services for us in the church as we give thanks to God for his faithfulness to us. We remember those who have many struggles and overwhelming challenges to contend with, from food shortages to crop failures as a result of climate change. We think too of those very existence is constantly threatened because of war and conflict, and our response to the Middle Eastern crisis some months ago. This harvest, we are partnering with Tear Fund. Our harvest offerings will contribute to bringing some relief to those affected by recent devastating earthquakes in Afghanistan. Tear Fund have people working on the ground in that very challenging situation where so much infrastructure has been destroyed and so many have lost loved ones, houses and livelihoods in these devastating earthquakes. If we are to be truthful, the world is torn apart through many divisions. Issues like immigration and internal political wrangling within mainstream political parties are causing a rise in anxiety levels. People are fearful, especially those who work here from overseas. They feel vulnerable, and a sharp rise in radically motivated attacks. They are unsure if they are welcome anymore despite the huge amount they have contributed to our society, in the health service as well as in hospitality and other industries. It's for this reason that we are blessed to have two very thoughtful harvest preachers coming to share with us on October the 26th. At 11 a.m, Fergus McMorrow from Divine Healing Ministries will share. At a time when we look in our helplessness to God for his strength and healing for our broken world in its need for hope and healing, Fergus will no doubt have some helpful and encouraging things to say. At our evening service, we look forward to welcoming the Dean of Armagh, the Very Reverend Shane Foster. Shane has been the Archbishop's chaplain for many years. He has played a quiet but very important role in helping to guide the church's response during COVID-19, bringing church leaders together and also liaising with government figures throughout that time. He also has experience of overseeing major civic services and gatherings in the cathedral, including many royal visits and other occasions of national significance. We are very grateful to all who worked so hard to make our Community Fun Day and Outreach Weekend such a great success. Many people volunteered in all sorts of ways to make the local community feel welcome. Over 500 invitations were distributed in the local streets. Many who visited commented on our beautiful church and its grounds and how welcome they were made to feel with their families as they extended the hand of welcome. Particular thanks to the small organising committee of Heather Harmon, Linda Leonard and Helen McKnight, who oversaw catering with her marvellous team. David Cairns did a wonderful job in attracting support and sponsorship from local businesses, which helped to defray the cost of running the day as a gift to our local community. We were blessed with favourable weather, and it was a wonderful day to see the way people worked so hard and so well together, doing so many tasks. We provided information for visitors about our organisations and activities and told the local community in a powerful way that we are here to serve and bless them in all we seek to do and through the worship we offer week in and week out. Now that all our organisations are up and running again, we hope that you will find something that might be of encouragement to you during the autumn. Maybe you have questions about faith and life and would enjoy the Alpha Course, which meets on Wednesday evenings. Maybe you would enjoy the fellowship and company at activities like Pilates or pickleball or our crafting group, Craigha Crafters. Maybe you have children or grandchildren who might enjoy Boys Brigade, Anchor Boys, Sunday School or Messy Church. Ladies might enjoy the Mothers Union or the Ladies Fellowship Group. There are lots of opportunities to get connected, and our Busy Toddlers group has been supporting young families for many years now. So hopefully you can find something to get involved in. I'm always grateful to those who lead our activities with such enthusiasm and passion and hold up the very best of what our church can offer to the wider community through giving of themselves with love and grace. We're hoping that Ryan and his wife Sarah and their sons Liam and Jude will settle into their new surroundings in the curatage this month. We wish them well as they pack the boxes and get settled into their new home. With every good wish, yours sincerely, Jonathan Pierce, Rector. Telephone 02890 793 822. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom take place at 7 p.m. on Thursday evenings. If you'd like to join us, send an email to Zoom to St Finian at btconnect.com or contact the rector. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He'll be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 07513947504 or email Robin at robsmill24@gmail.com. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. Holy Communion. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome to join us for the service and also for tea or coffee, scones and friendship afterwards in the sexton's room. Service of Remembrance. On the first Sunday in November, the 2nd of November this year, at 7 p.m, we are holding our annual service of thanksgiving and remembrance for those who have died in the past year. It is always a poignant service in which we give thanks to God for those people who have been part of our church's life. The Book of Remembrance is always updated at this time of year and should be returned to us in time for this special service. Family members and friends of those who have died are invited to submit photographs which will be displayed during the service. If you would like a photograph of your loved one to be included, please email it to Peter Cooper at psw.cooper@gmail.com before Sunday the 5th of October. Youth Group. Youth Group meets at 11 a.m. in the coffee bar on the 3rd and 4th Sundays of the month, 19th and 16th of October. Come along for some fun and chat. Feel free to bring a friend. Creche. During the 11 a.m. service, there will be a creche available for younger children who are not yet old enough for Sunday school. Feel free to bring your children to the Houston Hall before or during the service. Samaritan's Purse 2025 Shoebox Appeal. Hello everyone. As the season changes to autumn and we bring down our warmer clothes and heavier duvets, can I gently remind everyone that shoeboxes are still available for 50 pence each. If we can help you buy items for your box, or if you need any assistance with sending a shoebox online, please do not hesitate to reach out to Mark or me. We would be so happy to help you in whatever way we can. We would be grateful if you could return your shoeboxes by Sunday, the 26th of October. Please remember to put £5 inside your shoebox to cover collection and processing, shipment and transport costs. Thank you very much, dear friends, for your continued support of the poor and needy. All for Jesus. God bless. Mark and Shemaine. Mobile 07870567449. St Finian's Toddlers Group. St Finian's Toddlers Group will be taking a break during the Halloween week and will not meet on Monday the 27th of October. We will meet as usual the following week on Monday the 3rd of November from 10 a.m. to 12 noon in the Houston Hall. All parents, grandparents, carers and childminders are very welcome. BB. The company and junior sections, as well as the anchor boys, will not be meeting on the week commencing Monday the 27th of October to facilitate the school holidays. We will meet as usual the following week commencing Monday the 3rd of November. Divine Healing Ministry Service. The Divine Healing Ministry Service will be held on Tuesday the 28th of October at 7:30 p.m. This month's speaker will be David Hamilton. Mothers Union Barnabas Project. Over the summer, the Mothers Union had a collection for dried goods to be sent to Christians and others in the Lebanon. Once again, the congregation of St. Finian's was very generous and 60 kilos of dried goods were donated. On behalf of the Mothers Union and the Barnabas Project at Drumbow, we would like to thank all who donated. Liz Walker, Branch Leader. Craigagh Crafters. Craigagh Crafters meet on Tuesday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Bring whatever craft you're interested in. Wool and needles are available and there's always plenty of advice on hand. Come along for a chat and a cuppa and enjoy the friendship. Janet Johnson, 077-11-88-5203. Flower Donation Rota. 5th of October, Mrs. C. McGladdery. 12th of October, Boys Brigade. 19th of October, Mrs. A. Thompson. 26th of October, Mrs. M. Rankin. Mothers Union. Hello everyone. On Saturday the 9th of August, some members of our branch had the opportunity, along with other branches in our diocese, to celebrate Mary Sumner Day, our Mothers Union founder, by going to a morning prayer walk at Tobermuir Monastery and Retreat Centre across Carr. It was a glorious sunny summer's day. At the entrance of the monks' walled garden, there was a wooden door with a cross cut into it, so you could see the sunlight shining through. It was like stepping into another world, more peaceful, less hurried. As we walked around the various prayer stations, we each had a booklet with readings and prayers read by someone from each branch represented. It was a privilege to be there, and we also enjoyed coffee and scones afterwards. Autumn is here along with the shorter days and darker nights. I have a friend who surprised me recently by saying he liked nothing better than the onset of winter evenings, as he liked to draw the curtains and lock the front door, shutting the world out. I suppose there are times when we all would like to get the PJs on and live in our own interior world. As we come into another season of monthly Thursday branch meetings, I hope we can work to build and maintain our Mothers Union committee, gathering with each other, enjoying the company, sharing our joys and sorrows together. Members, Visitors, those just looking or curious, are all equally welcome. So come along and join on Thursday the 2nd of October at 7:30 p.m. for a light-hearted evening when we look at baby photographs and try to work out who they are, followed by supper. Advance notice. Branch meeting the 6th of November 2025. Launch of diocesan program against gender-based violence. The speaker will be from Women's Aid. Mary Sumner Day is marked to remember the anniversary of her death, which is actually the 11th of August, but was celebrated on the 9th of August. Please see the Mothers Union Wave of Prayer overleaf for October 25, Angela Harvey. Mothers Union Midday Wave of Prayer for October. October the 1st to the 3rd. Zara in South Sudan, North Kizigi in Uganda, Kivu, Rwanda, Damaturu in Nigeria, Auckland in New Zealand, and Vanuatu and New Caledonia in Vanuatu. 5th to the 7th of October. Mahashi in South Africa, Kitgum in Uganda, Ukwa and Elise in southwest Nigeria, Tasmania in Australia, and Central Melanesia in the Solomon Islands. 8 to the 10th of October, Ethiopia, Zanzibar in Tanzania, Agu Anini in Nigeria, Freetown in Sierra Leone, Monmouth in Wales, Malaita in the Solomon Islands. 12 to the 14th of October, Izo in South Sudan, Thika in Kenya, Josh and Akoko in Nigeria, Europe and Uyo in Mulieres, Episcopias Anglicans de Brazil, UMEAB in Brazil. 15th to the 17th of October, Terekika in South Sudan, Nairobi in Kenya, Maiduguri in Osun North in Nigeria, Edinburgh in Scotland, and Calcutta in India. 9th to the 21st of October, Highveld in South Africa, Nambale in Kenya, Niger Delta in Nigeria, Guinea, Blackburn in England, and Bhopal in India. 22nd to the 24th of October, Kimberley and Kuruman in South Africa, Kitu in Kenya, Kano and Kwanara in Nigeria, Armidale in Australia, and Maiketia in Myanmar. 26th to 28th of October, Malaki in South Sudan, All Saints Cathedral in Kenya, Congagora in Osun, North East in Nigeria, Glasgow and Galloway in Scotland, and Pune in India. 29th to the 31st of October, Luapula in Zambia, Nakuru in Kenya, South Rwenzori in Uganda, Ibadan in North in Nigeria, Kona in All Ireland, and Busan in South Korea. Services for October. Sunday the 5th of October, the 16th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service to be held in the Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday the 12th of October, 17th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 19th of October, 18th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning's Prayer, the youth group meet in the coffee bar, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday the 26th of October, the 5th Sunday before Advent, Harvest Thanksgiving, Special Collection for Earthquake Relief in Afghanistan, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer. The youth group will meet in the coffee bar, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Community Fun Day. A Community Fun Day, which was held on Saturday the 6th of September, was a great success. The weather was kind to us and we had a great turnout. Lots of fun was had by all. Thanks very much to everyone who volunteered and contributed in so many ways to make the day so special for everyone. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello, ladies. Our first October meeting is on Wednesday the 8th at 2 p.m. Rosie Hickey's talk on the history of East Belfast cinemas should evoke many memories which we can share. Our meeting on Wednesday the 22nd will continue the theme of times past. We are pleased to welcome Dr. Robin Atchison, a local historian who has featured on television and radio programmes. The evolution of the Belfast Workhouse is the topic of her talk. This will undoubtedly be an interesting and thought-provoking afternoon, prompting much discussion. While we always encourage you to invite female friends to any afternoon, we would particularly ask you to extend the invitation to Dr. Atchison's talk to any men who might be interested. There is much to look forward to in October. We hope to welcome you and your friends. Julie Cunningham. Mobile 0781492 8398. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it's an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying in the halls and church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday, the 25th of October. See you then. Jim Hockey, Glebe Warden. St Finian's History Project, 1932-2032. To celebrate 100 years of St Finian's, we would like to collect your stories of the people, events and changes in the parish to publish in future church magazines. Do you have photographs from over the years? Old church magazines? Any material for display purposes? Information about church organisations? Anything else that may be relevant? We are interested in your memories, particularly from older members of the congregation and people who have belonged to the parish since childhood. If you'd like to write a paragraph or two of around 250 to 300 words, you can post this to Linda Campbell at the church office or email your story to stfinnians100years@outlook.com. That's St Finian's 100years@outlook.com. We would be grateful if any contributions would be submitted in Word document format for ease of editing. If you're aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Thanks to Dennis Carson for providing the 9th article in this history series, sharing his memories of being a boy chorister in the church choir. St Finian's History. Dennis Carson, boy chorister, striking a chord. I have significant memory for the year 1952. This was a special year in the life of St Finian's Parish Church Choir. Although I may not have realised it at the time, I have since acknowledged that it was also a significant year for me. What, you may well ask, made it so special? the crucial issue was taken jointly by the rector, Canon Houston, and the organist and choirmaster, Norman Scott, to recruit a group of boy choristers. This was both new and challenging, and it has since occurred to me that it may have been a possible means to recognise the 20th anniversary of the consecration of the church. At any rate, it was particularly significant for me, since my mother insisted that I and my older brother Brian would sign up. And so it was that in September 1952, a small group of fresh and newly recruited boy choristers took their place in the choir stalls and began an intriguing journey into the rich world of choral music. I was the youngest among them. I was then just 9 years old. However, I felt that I was among friends, and so began an amazing entrance into the world of chanting the psalms and canticles used in regular Sunday worship, both for morning prayer and evensong. Then it wasn't long before things got a bit more challenging. For example, I recall that still in the 1950s, we learnt some special settings of the evening canticles by Charles Wood and Thomas Walmsley. And in 1954, a setting for boys' voices only of the anthem, How Beautiful Are the Feet. Not to mention my trembling experience of singing a solo verse in the Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Then came a big, ambitious anthem to which Norman Scott devoted quite a lot of rehearsal time. This was a setting by Charles Wood of the text, O Thou the Central Orb. It was a substantial score, and it made quite an impact on my young, impressionable mind. Besides all this, there came the truly memorable experience of singing the great anthem, God So Loved the World, from the oratorio The Crucifixion, by John Stainer, at which time, as far as I recall, the choir master was Hubert McLaurnan. I've also have a distinct memory of the parish choir taking part in choral festivals in Armagh in 1953 and at St Anne's Cathedral in 1955 as part of a Royal School of Church Music summer festival. Beyond all these recollections, there remains one quite unique experience in my time as a boy chorister. The choir was introduced to a short piece of very distinguished choral music by someone called Mozart. At that early stage of my life, I'd never even heard of Mozart. Who is this composer with such a strange foreign-sounding name? The piece was called Jesu, Word of God Incarnate. Although I now gather that the original text, which Mozart set, was in Latin, Ave Verum Corpus, quite simply, this music seemed to me to be a greater artistic level than anything else I had ever heard. In simple terms, it made a lasting impression. It really struck a chord with me. It was my introduction to a higher quality of music that I have treasured ever since. To sing this piece in the parish choir was, to my mind, a truly special event. All these reflections to date relate to my experience as a boy chorister. However, at a later stage, I rejoined the choir as a member of the bass section. Then, after some years, that was to change, as I, to my great surprise, auditioned successfully in 1969 for the Belfast Philharmonic Choir. And the chorus master decided that I should become a second tenor. So on that premise, I crossed to the other side of the chancel and became a tenor in the parish choir. I remained in the choir until 1974, when on my marriage to Jennifer, who had been a Sunday school teacher for 11 years, we moved to live in Carriduff, where, after a few years, I again donned a cassock and surplice. My adult life has been greatly enriched by my St Finian's choral experience. Without it, I doubt that I would ever have become a member of the Belfast Philharmonic Choir, in which I remain for over 50 years. It was in this choir that I had the enormous privilege of taking part in choral concerts of astounding music by, for example, Bach, Beethoven, Handel, Mendelssohn, Mozart, Elgar, and Vaughan Williams, all accompanied by the Ulster Orchestra. I have no doubt that my childhood introduction to Mozart at St Finian's was quite influential. In any event, I remained endlessly grateful for that musical journey which began in 1952, when, as a 9-year-old, I became the youngest member of St Finian's Parish Church Choir. Pilates and men's health. As I was pondering about a subject for this month's article, I cast my mind back to my early experiences of attending Pilates classes in a local leisure centre nearly 30 years ago. I was doing this on the advice of a physio who was trying her best to get my back into shape after a bad car accident, and so was determined to stick at it and give this strange-sounding exercise system a go. One of the perceived barriers for a lot of men at this time, and possibly still is, was the perception that Pilates was not a manly thing, and in fact, I was the only male in the class for several years. This may have been because it had been adopted largely by the dance community, particularly ballet, despite having been created by a man for men. Thankfully, the benefits have now been recognised more widely, and it is used in football, rugby, tennis, and other sports for both men and women. There are many ways in which Pilates can benefit men's health, not least in helping to prevent and treat prostate problems, which, in this more enlightened time, is no longer a taboo subject. At the start of each session, we switch on the pelvic floor by zipping and hollowing, and thereby engaging the pelvic floor, and if done correctly, you will be working the pelvic floor throughout the whole session. Although it is a non-aerobic exercise program, this doesn't mean that the heart won't benefit from the sessions. Quite the opposite, in fact, as the exercises can improve circulation, and those who have moved on to the more challenging options, such as double straight leg lowers, will testify that the heart rate can be significantly raised. However, the relaxing nature of the sessions and the mix of controlled slow movements and stretches is also very beneficial in working off the stresses and strains of the day. However, if you do want to hit the gym, and particularly when using heavier weights, Pilates will allow the body to rebalance and you will be more aware of correct postural alignment and stability. In particular, for the over 60s, this will help keep the body toned, supple and mobile, stronger and leaner than ever. So the question is, what are you men waiting for? On that note, I'll sign off, and until the next time, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, please contact John Waterworth by phone on 079-413-685-46 or email at jcworth@yahoo.co.uk. Contact details. To contact the rector, telephone number 02890-793-822. To contact the church office, Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. or Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the telephone number for the church office 02890-792-793 or email at office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help keep the environment? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays or Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Magazine. Please send articles for inclusion in the November magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office by noon on Tuesday, the 7th of October.